Yes, Lechura, from this Braisa, there's nothing to kasha, no chizda. Here the Braisa says clearly that if you have a gidud, if the one chotzer is elevated 5 tvachim, and on top of that they made a mechitza 5 tvachim, it's considered a kaisel. It's considered two separate chatzerim that they cannot make one eruv together. They bedavk have to make two separate eruvs. According to Rav Chizda, it's not mitzarif together. And for the Gemara, Omar Rav, or else the Jew says Omar Rav, Moida Rav Chizda b'tachtoina. Rav Chizda is Moida that nageh to the bottom chotzer, it is considered a wall here. Hoyel b'roya p'nei asoro. Since the bottom one, the tachtoina, sees 10 tfochim. So for the bottom one, it has a mechitza nageh to the top one. Since the bottom one cannot make one eruv with the top one. Fred Gemara Yochi, if so, tachtoina t'orav shenayim. Taka true. The bottom chotzer, they have to like make two separate eruv chatzeres. Means they have to make only their own eruv chatzeres. V'loy t'arav achad. But they cannot make one eruv with the top chotzer. Because nogei to them, the top chotzer has a mechitza. It's separated between them and the top chotzer. And there's no Pesach there. They can't make one eruv, they cannot make one eruv with them. But the top chotzer, loy tarev, l'chur tekashe, they cannot make an eruv. Loy echot, they can't make one eruv with the bottom one, because the bottom chotzer has the mechitza, they can't get up to the top chotzer. But who adin v'loy shnayim? They're not allowed to make their own eruv v'chatzeres. Because according to Rav Chizda, the top chotzer does not have a mechitza between it and the bottom one. So negay to the top chotzer, its porous is open completely to the bottom chotzer. So they can't make their own eruv by themselves because it's open completely to the other chotzer. And to make one eruv with the bottom one, they can't because the bottom one has a mechitza between them. So the churitz vaitis shver this braisa according to Rav Chizda. According to Rav Chizda, the top one has no weitza. The top one can't make one or can't make two eruvs. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava Bar Ula, Rava Bar Ula gives a teretz according to Rav Chizda. You're going to have to say in the kimta here, kegoin shehoisa el yoina migoy fefes. Ad esaramas. I tell you that the top chotzer had really on the sides two mechitzes. It's on the fourth wall, the wall that the two chatzem are open one to the other. There are mechitzes on the there are mechitzes, regular mechitzes, 10 tefachim high on top of the big chotzer. Just there's an opening there up until 10 amas. There's like a pesach. There's a pesach between the top and the bottom one, 10 amas wide. But more than that, there are real mechitzes on the top one. Therefore, the top one, if it wants to, it can make its own Erev Chatzeres with itself. Because the Maestro does have a Mechitza between the top one and the bottom Chotzer. Not the Mechitza 5 Tzvachim high and the Gidud. That doesn't count according to Rav Chizda. But besides that, on the sides of the 10 Amis, on both sides of the 10 Amis, there are real Mechitzas on the fourth side. So that gives the top one its own Mechitza, and it can make its own Erev Chatzeres. For the Gemara Rehochi, if that's the Kimta now, then on the top Chotzer, the Mamash have a real Mechitza there. Just as a Pesach of 10 Amis, that's all. Rehochi, aim a Sefer. What does the Sefer say? Pochos Mikan, let's say the Mechitza on top is less than 5 Tfachim, in other words, you don't have a Mechitza of 10 Tfachim, is then Marvin Echad. They Bedavk have to make one Erev together. V'yein Marvin Shnayim. They're not allowed to make two separate Eruvah Chatzeres. Why? Because since there's no mechitza between the two of them, it's considered like one big chotzer, they can only make one eruv chatzeres and not two of them. Now the kasher is, if you're telling me now the kim to read it on the top chotzer, achutz, except besides this mechitza of the gidud and the mechitza, which here is less than 10 tzvachim, the top one has its mamish, its own mechitza, that on the two sides there are real good mechitza, 10 tzvachim high. There's just an opening of 10 amis, which is called a pesach. The Chur should have the choice. Since there are mechitzas between the two chatzerim, they should have the choice. If they want to, they can make one eruv. If they want to, they can make two erivs. So why does it say they bedavka have to make one eruv together? No, there's a mechitza there. So Chur, this will be a raya. We're not talking about where there are real mechitzas on the top chatzer. So then the mishnah, this brisa, will be a kasher no chizda. And the Gemara Amar Rabba Brei Derava. Rabbi Brei Derava is a teretz kigoin shenifritzo hatachtoina b'malua le'elyoina. We're talking about here that the bottom chotzer is not only that it's lower, but it's also narrower. It's not so wide. So the whole width of the bottom chotzer is only 10 amis. So it's open completely to the top chotzer. So therefore, since it's open completely to the top chotzer, the bottom chotzer lemaisa has no mechitz at all between it and the top one. Therefore, the bottom chotzer, if the gidud and the mechitz is not 10 tefachim high, the bottom one has no mechitz dividing the two chotzerim. Therefore, the bottom chotzer badafka has to make one eruv with the top chotzer. That's why the Braisa says they have to make one eruv together. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, that the bottom one is open completely to the top one, but the top one is much wider, and the width on both sides that's wider has mechitzes. So the top one really has a shein mechitza between it and the bottom one, just the bottom one doesn't have a mechitza between it and the top one, because the bottom one is narrower, so its whole fourth side is open completely to the top mechitza. The top mechitza is taka much more wider, and the wider it is, it has its mechitzas on the extra width. So therefore, nageir to the top one, there are mechitzas there. For the Gemara Yochi, that's the case. Tachtoina chat oriv terei loy toriv. True. The bottom one that's open completely to the top one, and there's no mechitza between the two of them, but now has to make one eruva katzeris, and cannot make, is not allowed to make two. Abel yoina, but this top chotzer, the chura, since the top one is much wider, and the part that's wider has mechitzas there. So it's called the has a mechitza between the top one and the bottom one. Iboi trei toriv. Iboi chat toriv. The top chotzer should have a choice. If they want to, they could make one eruv because there is a Pesach between both of them. But if they want to, they should be allowed to make their own separate eruv because the Maisa, they have a mechitza dividing the top one and the bottom one. The top one, it's the fact that's wider, the wider part has a mechitza there. So on the fourth wall, there is a mechitza there. So the Chura, that should make them have the right to make their own eruv if they want to. And if the Gemara Enoch Naim, it's like a true, they could do that. V'chi ketoni, that the Braisa says, pochos mikan, if the gidud and the mechitza is less than 10 tvochim, marvin echad, they bedavka have to make one eruv together, vein marvin shnayim, they cannot make two separate eruvs, ataya tachtoino, that's only going on the bottom chotzer. The bottom chotzer, since it's open completely to the top chotzer, it can only make one eruv and not two eruvs. The top chotzer, since it has gifufim, it's wider, it has its mechitzas. If it wants to, it can make its own separate eruv. And if it would make its own separate eruv, then the bottom chotzer would be finished. They're not allowed to make their own eruv because they're open completely to the top one. So the top one would ask on the bottom one. So in such a case, only the top chotzer would be allowed to carry out from its house to its chotzer, but the bottom one would be awesome. So the Gemara now, what's the maskana? What's the loch here? If Rabbi Chizda is chiddish, do we say that the gidud and the mechitzah is in star for not? So the Gemara Dorash Mareima. Mareima used to darshan Barabin that Gidud Chamisha, in case the ground was elevated 5 tefachim, or Mechitza Chamisha, and on top of that you put a Mechitza only 5 tefachim high, is the Alocha Mitzdarfin. It's Mitzdarf together, it's called a Mechitza, that both on top and on bottom is considered like there are Mechitzas here, and on top of this platform it's called the Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara Ashkechei Ravina L'Rav Acha B'Rei D'Rova. His Ravina met up with Rav Acha Brei D'Rova. Omale, he asked him, Tony Mar Midi B'Mechitza, did you learn any new Chedushu Nogeya to Hilchas Mechitza? Omale Loi, he answered back, no, I didn't learn any new halachas about Hilchas Mechitza. The Hilchas though, but the Maskona, what's the halacha? That Gidud Chamisha, if you have an elevation of 5 Tvachim, or Mechitza Chamisha, and on top of that you have a Mechitza 5 Tvachim, it is halacha Mitzdarfim. Together they're Mitzdarf, and it's not considered one mechitza. So the Gemara, Boyi Rav Oishir. Rav Oishir declared the Shiloh now. What about Diurin HaBoyim B'Shabbos? If you have Diurin, people that come in to live into your chotzer on Shabbos, Ma'u Sheyasaru. Do they ask you on Shabbos or not? So Rashi learns, Diurin HaBoyim B'Shabbos could go in Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Before Shabbos, there was a wall separating two different chatzerim. Now, Shanofo B'Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, this wall caved in. Da'ainu D'Yureho, Hashtoki Adodi. Now that the wall caved down, both Chatzers has a right to go into one or the other, considered like each one is living in the other one. And since they did not make an Aruba Chatzeres together, the Chura, if you look at it right now, it should be also to carry out from the house into the Chatzer. What's the Locha? Mar Shoyasas of Trashi Zelzer. Does one Aser on the other one now in the middle of Shabbos? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda said, Toshima, come, I'll bring you Raya. Our Mishnah says, we had before, Chotzer gedoyla shenifrutu l'ktana. A big chotzer that broke open to the small chotzer. So the Havamin reads that this happened in the middle of Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, Hagadoyla muteris. The big chotzer is still allowed to carry out from its house into the chotzer, since it has gifufim and has the extra width. It's considered it has four mechitzes. V'yaktana asura. But the smaller chotzer, since its whole width was open completely to the big chotzer, so that's also its nifritzah b'mluya l'makam asura lo, that it's also zeh zeh. Mifnei sheke pischa shagder lo. Because the small one is open completely like a Pesach to the big one. And the Havamin reads that this happened on Shabbos. So you see, even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter to carry, each one had their own eruv chaseris, but now in the middle of Shabbos that it broke down, it's also for the small one. Now, if the Gemara knows there's no raya, Omar Rabba Eima Miba'oid Yoim Nifritzah. The Mishnah there is talking about that the wall caved down from before Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos there was never a heter for the small chotzer to carry out from its house into the chotzer, because it was always porous the mluy l'makam asurula. Omar Layabai Yabai answered back. Don't say maybe elavadai miboy yom nifritzo, but you have to answer back vadai. That was the emes. The emes was that that mishnah, the pshat is that ataka caved in from before Shabbos. Why? To amar who the omar? Because you yourself said over that boyim meneimer Rav Huna, the yester shalaf from Rav Huna, or boyim meneimer Rav Yehuda, and the yester shalaf from Rav Yehuda. Erev derech haPesach. If two chatzerim had a Pesach between the two of them that made an eruv chatzeris together, so they're allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. V'nistama Pesach, and in the middle of Shabbos, that Pesach, that doorway got clogged up, and now you can't go through. So the chura, since they can't get through, the chura yerer should be bottled. What about erev derech alon? They made an eruv chatzeris, and where was the opening from one chotzer to another chotzer? There was a window there, a window dalat fachim a dalat fachim that they can carry through. That's called as a Pesach there, and that's enough. They're allowed to make an Erev together across, one Erev together. The Nista Machalein, and in the middle of Shabbos, the window that got clogged up, that now the Erev should be bottled. In Mahu, what's the locha? Do we say now the Erev is bottled or not? They're not allowed to carry out, the no, still they're allowed to carry out. For Yomalein, you answered back that Shabbos, Kivun Shehutra Hutra. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was Chal, you were allowed to carry out from your house to the Chotzer to the next Chotzer, the Heter still remains the whole Shabbos. Since the only thing that's missing now was the Pesach, the Heter still remains the whole Shabbos. So you see, we say it's Svara by Hilchas Erevin, Kivu and Shutru Hutru. So the Gemara Itmar, we also learned like this, that Kaisol Shebein Shtei Chatzerim Shenofel, if you had a wall between two different Chatzerim that fell down in the middle of Shabbos, Rav Omer, Rav says, Ein metalklam boy ela b'dal adamas. Rav says, now that the wall fell down, the Erev is bottled, the Asa zel zeh, and you're not allowed to carry more than dal adamas. It's like a caramelist now. Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says, no. Zeh metalkla ad ike mechitza. The chotzer is still allowed to carry up until the place where the mechitza was. Vizeh metalkla ad ike mechitza. And the other chotzer is allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer up until the place where their first mechitza was. Why? Because we say Shabbos Kivan Shutru Hutru. Since at the beginning of Shabbos the Heter was Chal, now what happened is not missing real Mechitzas. The Mechitzas are still there. Just the wall fell down in between the two Chaserims, now the Hilchas Erev is bottled. But I'll call upon him for that we say Kivan Shutru Hutru. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Mutter, the Heter remains those Shabbos. So the Gemara v'hod the Rav lav b'Ferish Itma. That Rav said this, didn't he didn't say b'Ferish? No, it's only for Maklal. Elo Maklal Itma. It's only a raya from something else that he said that we see that's Rav's halacha. That Rav's hold what? That it's also. What's the raya? The Rav and Shmuel have a yasri by hu chotzer. Rav and Shmuel were sitting down in the chotzer. And the ma'isa was, nofal gudo de bene bene. Now between one chotzer and the other chotzer, the wall fell down on Shabbos. The wall that divided the two chotzerim, that made it mutter for each one to make their own area of chotzeris, fell down now. Is, what's the halacha? Is Amalahu Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shakula Glima, Shmuel said, you know what, now that the wall fell down, let's put the wall up again. Shakula Glima, go take your jacket, go take your shirt, Nagidabu, and put it up to make that be the Mechitza. Like, put the Mechitza back up again. That's what Shmuel said. On Shabbos, let's put the Mechitza back up again. Ahadrinu Rav Liyape, now Rav turned his face around, as if to say he's not masking to this Pesach. Is Amalahu Shmuel, Shmuel said, if like you, Rava, your makbid, you rav, your makbid not to do this, is shakulu hemanayu, go take your belt, the kotrubo, and tie it up. In other words,
so the pshat here, like Shmuel said, if you rav, you hold it's also to carry in this chotzer. Like you said, since the wall fell down now, so one chotzer asks on the other chotzer, so it's also to carry the glima. Like Shmuel said, I told the Yetzer was carry the cloth, carry your coat, and put it up to hang it up as a mechitza. But you, Rav, hold no, you're not allowed to carry the mechitza in this chotzer, because since the wall broke down, now it's also. So therefore, Shmuel told them back, the Miri is mazb, is like Lashem Bebichusa. He meant like to make a joke out of it, like to say, no manashachah, you hold, you can't carry, so okay, don't carry. You know what, just walk there, and you're wearing your belt, take off your belt there, and tie it up to make the mechitza. But Avad, he didn't mean to say that according to Rav, this should be mutam. Because according to Rav, Lamaisa, when the wall fell down, it's also to carry now. Because these two mechitzas are open one to the other. So in such a case, to make this mechitza on Shabbos Avada would be osur. But this is called the mechitza that's being matter. And any time a mechitza is being matter, isurim, you're not allowed to make the mechitza. Even though it's a mechitza sarai. Mashenkin, according to Shmuel says no. Even though this wall fell down, still you're allowed to carry in these chotzes on Shabbos. But they say, hoyobu hutru hutru. Since the beginning of Shabbos was mutter to carry out, you're still allowed to carry out. Therefore, according to Shmuel, two things. First of all, you're allowed to carry the gleam on this chotzer. You're allowed to carry a coat because without at the beginning of Shabbos, there was a het, the het still remains. And then what then? You're allowed to make the mechitza on Shabbos. Because at the Gemara Sungan answer, this mechitza didn't come lahatir to be matter or anything, because you're allowed to carry even without the mechitza. The only purpose of this mechitza was only with sneas, only to make a privacy. So that's called the mechitzas arai, that you are allowed to make on Shabbos. But according to Rav, that Rav holds no, now that the mechitza fell down, you're not allowed to carry it at all. And this chotzer, so there are two chasurines here. One chasurin is you're not allowed to carry in this chotzer. So, and the second chasurin is you're not allowed to make the mechitza. Because by making the mechitza, there's an issa to make a mechitza on Shabbos, when the mechitza is coming to be matter something. So that's what the Miri says, not that Shmuel told Rav here, you know what, if you don't want to carry the coat, you just take off your belt and tie it up, so that's good, you're not going to be over the ist of carrying. But our kolpon and mavadim still also to tie the mechitzah up to make the mechitzah back again. So that's why the Miri says that Shmuel just meant to say Lashon B'Bichusa. And enough to say, what's wrong here? If you want to know something is wrong, no, take off your belt and tie up the mechitzah with your belt. So the Gemara explains now. Why do you have to make this mechitza altogether? Omar, Shmuel himself says, this chotz is allowed to carry to the place where the mechitza was. And the other chotz is allowed to carry up until the place where the first wall was. So what do you have to make a mechitza altogether for? Even without the mechitza, it's mutter to carry. And the Gemara, Shmuel Ovid Litznayusa Bialma. And Echnami, that Shmuel made the wall here wasn't to give it a heter to carry because of the wall. Another rabba, if you would have needed this mechitza to make a heter, it would be also to make the mechitza on Shabbos. But the pshat is you're allowed to carry without this mechitza. Why did Shmuel tell them to put up the mechitza, to make the mechitza with the glima, with the coat? The teretz was tamlitz niyusa b'yamam, just to make some privacy there, to make it that one doesn't see what the other one is doing. For the Gemara now, v'rav, havakash and rav. If you say it's osir that you hold when this wall fell down, it's osir to carry now in these two chatzerim. And nu adin, it's osir to make the mechitza of Zoy Leimelei. Why didn't Rav like, make a mechor? Rav should have yelled out and say it's osir. They're not allowed to do it. And if the Gemara asked Shmuel Hevi, the pshat was, this was the place where Shmuel was the Morad Asir. And the place where Shmuel is the Morad Asir, he's allowed to pass in the way he wants to. So therefore, Rav didn't say anything. For the Gemara Hochi, if that was the pshat, my time I had rin liyapei, so why did Rav turn around his head altogether? The Chura, since this was Shmuel's place, Shmuel has a right to pass in this way, Rav should have just kept quiet. And for the Gemara, the loy neimru ki Shmuel shvirle, that the Talmidim, people that saw this maisa, they should not say over that Rav was masking to Shmuel. There is to say that Rav also was like Shmuel. Therefore, Rav didn't want to be moichi, can't say, no, you're not allowed to do it, because this is Shmuel's place. But a koponim Rav turned around his head that the people was there should know that Rav argues. Just the reason why he wasn't meicha, because this wasn't his place.
This was the answer of the Shmuel. Shmuel has a right to pass in the way he wants to when he's the Mara, the answer there. All right, we'll stop here.